Morning. In Jikiv, the minig was that the Shabbosis of Ben HaMetzorim, they would sing from the Yitzris of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Shmei Mefu'ar. When the Velt tell that once there was this Ben HaMetzorim, the Holy Divrei Chaim Osamz was in one of these spa towns, together with the Mechit and the Blazer Jikiv. And he asked him, what is the town, what is the reason why they sing this piyut? On Ben HaMetzorim, it's a Rosh Hashanah Dikur Piyut. The Pashtus, the Kavona is, said the Zvorim, because Tammuz is the Trikum, Zmani Tshuva, Mashmi Shruboim, Chazal say the Be'emes, before the Chet, Tammuz would have been Rosh Hashanah, and Av would have been Yom Kippur, and El would have been Sukkot, etc. And this Baal Dmoy Yitzris, but already the Rishim of Ramayim already begins in Tammuz, hence they already moved Maskir in Yom of Rosh Hashanah. But the Yenayin Rabbi Zajikavar answered his Luchitin that the reason is because Shtel Zafar, a father gives a child, is angry at a child, he did something naughty, he gives him a patch. For Tetzav, at the time, the father is angry at the son is furious at the father, and the relationship ain't too good. Aber La'achar Zman, as Voyeva Zufa, they get reapproached, realigned. Bifrat, Sadiqim said, that where do you see the greatest avod rachmanus of a tata to a kid? Not when this end of this man, so the father tells the son, Yankel, what did you learn this man? He says, I learned Baba Kamo, and I kept the ganze gemara with the toysus balpet, the ganze homo set. That's something, the acme the, of rachm. A father is in the ICU with a child, Nebuchadnezzar, the kid licked all the toy, and if that is ma'oyder, and if the child is ill, that is ma'oyder the greatest rachm now. Faker, when the child realized that even they got a patch, or but the patch is for a tata. Stated in the pasuk says that the yisurim come because like a tata, and that is therefore it becomes the greatest to have. And therefore, ben amitzorim, the minig of Jikiv was to sing this nigun shmoy mefuah. The emes is a unbelievably deep word, Chilas Mordechai, from the Bershan Rav, the Marsham. He said, David HaMelech said, until I have to give Shema Hashem as clearly tachanulai, in the Osnuli, Uvi Yomayekro. The last part, the last piece is like, what do you mean, Uvi Yomayekro? What's he saying there? So the Marsham says, we all know, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, on the passing fact, it's B'nei Yerushalayim Shirachim, there are 3 months in the year, which are called Yarch De'ezev, the month of Ezev HaRosh. We're given over to him. Which is Tammuz, Av, and Teves, which is Dina Kosha Shari, but all of it's a very difficult times. Well, Mefrat, everyone knows the word from the Marash Astropolog, that Vayamim Yimei Bikurei Anovim, we discussed this many, many times, Bikurei Anovim, the letters before Anovim, before an Ayin is a Samach, before a Nun is a Mem, before a Bez is an Aleph, and before a Mem is a Lamed, Samach Mem Alavam. These are days that are given over to the Sar, the Samach Mem, the Sar of Esav HaRosh. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoyli when uviyomai ekrim." That the days of Ben Amitzorim, which at the moment are Yarchid the Esav, months of Esav, will become yomai, become the months of Kal Yisrael. That in this hapich for Toiv and Bracha, or even gold. Bechal it says in the pasuk says in, you know, I've said many, many times that when the Chazan Davins, colloquially, even by even. They called the place where he davens the Omud, Ayin Mem Dalet. Why? Because it says in Zohar HaKadosh there are three types of tefillah. The tefillah Oni, which is Kapitel Kubayit, the tefillah Lemoshe, the Tzadik, tefillah Ledovin, throughout the Tzadik. And Omud stands for Oni Moshe Dovin. I've discussed many, many times. So it says in Zohar HaKadosh, which iman chshiva mikulu, which is the most chosh of all the tefillahs, have aima tefillah la'ani. Tefillah la'ani come before tefillah la'moshe, tefillah la'ani come before tefillah la'david, kodim l'chol shah tzilus in the alma mataima begin the only ear to your belief. And the only is a broken-hearted person. And the pasuk says, korev Hashem v'nish brelev. Therefore, in the Zohar HaKadosh further says elsewhere, tefillah la'ani ki yatoif, that the tefillah of an Ani is, it's ma'at, it cloaks itself, all the other tefillahs of the rest of everybody else, and tefillahs of the rest of the year are cloaked and elevated, dafka in the tefillah of the Ani. Yidua, that says in Svarim HaKadosh, that the tefillahs of Bein HaMetzorim are the loftiest tefillahs of the whole year. The Munkatcher brings in Shai Yisosfer that the biggest shefa that you're able to evoke is the afka through tefillahs of Bein HaMetzorim, which although the moon, you know, superficially, the chitoni is, they seem to be 4 days. Remember the Kedrer? Over Behemoth, they're the highest tefillah. In fact, the Uri Strelitzky used to tell us, Sidim, the Frak, Shabbos Chazoin, since it's like a harsh Shabbos, like a whatever, this is the day, the Shabbos, that's Maila, all the tefillahs of the whole, of the Shabbos, of a whole year. Because the tefillahs, Bein HaMetzorim, are Bevchinas tefillah lo'oni. Behemoth, if you think about it for a second, you realize tefillah lo'oni, by the way, the Shabbos, in case you didn't recognize, if I'm not mistaken, is Shabbos Mevorach and Chodesh of what? At least my shul, I think, yeah. If I remember correctly, of the Siddur Shem Avaya of Av is Haskes to Shema Yisrael Hayoyim, and it says in Sfarim HaKadosh of Haskes is Gimatriyat Ilim. Because I have to kish Hashem is clearly Tachanunai. There's a Chavivus to Tfilus to Tilin to Shir to Tishbachis Dafka on the Shabbos. Why? Because tefillah oni, I've said countless times, famous day is Oscar, the months of Tammuz and Av are called Dal and Rosh. Remember we discussed this earlier? No. There's a Yud Beis Kodshei Hashana, which correspond to what? There's, if you take the Shem Adnai, the same as Malchus in the world, Aleph, Dal is Nun Yud. You spell the Mila is Aleph Lamed Pei. Dal is Dal Lamed Tav, etc., etc. Which are mechuvim, this is not going to be a rocket science to figure out. 12 letters, each one corresponds to 12 months of the year. So Aleph Lamed Pei, this year in Sivan. Yehuda Yisachar and Zvul. Yeah? Well, Aluf Yisholim. What's the next 3 months? Tammuz Av and Elul. Dalas. Dalet Lamed Tav. Well, then it's said in terms of Shvotim. Who were the Shvotim of Tammuz Av and Elul? Reuven, Shimon, God. You go to say there, Chani in the Mishkan, right? So what if you just have Tammuz and Av? So from the Dalas you have Dalet Lam. Reuven and Shimon is Re'iyah and Shmiya. And then will come Elul, which is Asiyah, which is going to get gone. We're not going to talk about that. But Bepoil, Tammuz and Av in itself is Dal and Rosh, which is another word of saying impoverishment, poverty. Right? Yes? So therefore, if you look in capital Kuf Beis, Tfilah Lohoni, which the Damesek Eliezer said the whole capital, Tfilah Oni Ki Yatif, Lifnei Hashem Yishbir Sinchoi, the whole Tfilah is dealing with, what did the Pasuk say? Al Kastir Ponecha Mimeni, which when is the month of Esther Ponen, that's the month of Tammuz and Av, you don't see any Yerdimayim, you don't see the Gimel Likud, you don't see at the moment, Yeshua, right? So the Pasuk therefore says later, the Pasuk Yudalit, Afto Sokum Terache Tzioin, Ki Eis L'chena. How do you spell Eis? Ayin Tov. So you're going to put in, there's a rush, Reishin. But it's also said this word. It's like a scrub up, like you do it when you're looking at the tribe. You're going to put the Ayin into the Re'iyah and Shmiya, and you're going to get Shah. And you're going to put the Dal, and you get a tough, which is delos. That's why when you slichas at the beginning of Elul, you say kidalim ucheroshim, the fact of the lasechem. From the dal and the rosh, we're going to open up a delos and a shach. So which are the two letters you're going to add into the equation? An ayin and a tough. By the way, I've said last week, 2 weeks ago, ayin tough is gematria 470, which is gematria yud zayin tamos. Veschanan el Hashem. But Eisahi Lamer, Eis is a therefore you see that Shavuos Betamuz from the beginning of the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzorim, is a time of what? Veschanan, a time of Tefillah. And therefore the Pasuk, Atastir Ponecha Mimeni Biyim Tzarli, which is days of Bein HaMetzorim, you're not going to be a genius, right? And the Pasuk says, Biyoim Ekram Maher Aneni. Biyoim says the Mesek Eliezer is Gimach, is Nutrikun the Pasuk, Vikapseinu Yachem Meher Aneni. I said last week, it's in the Svarim Edition, is Natriku Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yomer. Yeah, the Ebrister for Yeshua. If you remember by Yankov Avinu, Parshas Vayechi, it says Asher Lakachtem Yad Amori Becharbi Ubekashti. Yes, Bekashti says Rashi Zutfil. Right, Bekashti is 812, which is Gimachiyul of the Kol Vavachem Uvechol Nafshechem. Right, which is the source, the Gemara says at the beginning of Tainus, for Avodah Shebelev, for Tefillah, which is also Begimashriya Terachim Tzion Yemoisius. In other words, what I'm trying to bring out is, how do you tu'uf the Terachim Tzion, the Nechama from Tzion Yerushalayim, is Dafke through the Lo'ovdim, Cholavavim, Cholnafshachem, Bikashti, which is the idea of Tefillah. So therefore we see, this is not my own idea, this all the Svarim HaKadosh and Pe'echa, one of the Ikur Avodahs of Ben HaMetzorim is the Avodah of Tefillah. Bichal is brought by Vashomish in this week's parasha.
Cool.
The Bein HaMetzorim occurs in that it was Ari in Torah and Tefillah, because something which you ma'irir from yourself in difficult times has a greater, it's greater pu'ul in the skarim of sakula than any other time. Bichal is brought by Svarim HaKadosh. But Zilber speaks that letter. In the base, there are two Mashiachs. It's called Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben
Dovid.
And it says in all the Sforim, the Molly, Mashiach ben Yosef is Geneged Torah, because that was Yosef. And Mashiach ben Dovid is Vani Tvilo, is Geneged Tvilo. And therefore the Beis Amim is called Abayas HaGadol VaKadosh. Why is a bias called bias God? Says the Gemara Megillah, bias shebegadlu by Torah, bias shebegadlu by Tefillah. The Beis Hamikdash had both. Shetosim said hedgenate zol mizbeach, he mitzvah they say Torah. Meidach is the place of Tefillah. He made Tefillah you got. Right. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash Gufi, you have two main things: was the Oren Hakodesh, which represents Torah, and the mizbeach, which represents Avodah, which is Tefillah. Therefore, what are the names of Mashiach? Mashiach ben David is called Menachem ben Amiel, and Mashiach ben Yosef is called Nechemya ben Chushil, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Interesting. Take the two names, Menachem ben Amiel and Nechemya ben Chushil, is Gimatria 861, which is Gimatria Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Gibboi through Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, which is Torah and Tefillah, right? Says in Matul Zilba, where it is called Ritzvel, Yizigua ben Amitzorin, in my title, Gimatria Torah and Tefillah. The Iker will soon see. The Iker says it's form is Tefillah. What do you need the Torah for? What matter? But how do I know the Iker is Tefillah? Because it's put in the Rebbe Venus and the Yad Zvash. Is it the four Yesuidahs in Avodas Hashem? Yiddishkeit. There's Torah, Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. And these four general headings of Yiddishkeit correspond to the four Tkufis of the year. Here is divided into four seasons, in case you can always know it's Manchester, but generally in the rest of the world, there's four seasons, right? And each season has an Iker Hadgosh and Avodas Hashem. Levash, Teves, Leile Teves Aruchim, is Mechuvin Keneged Teir. Tishrei is Tshuva. You don't got to be a genius. Tammuz, says the Rebbe Yenison, Yeret Vash, Kedek Aleph, is Keneged Tefillah. And if these are the 40 days, starting from where Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, and he was poil rachman for Eretz Yisrael, that's the koyach of Tefillah. Hence, these days are called Bein HaMitzorim. We want to get rid of the Mitzorim, and we want to nachlas yankiv yirish to limei tzorim, which is called, in other words, Svara, nachla b'li Mitzorim. Nachla b'li Mitzorim, 515, is gimachri Tefillah. So the Avodah these days is what? Hence, what is the parsha we read the first week this year of Ben HaMetzorim? Pinchas. What did Pinchas do? Heishim Es Chamosi. Heishim Es Chamosi is 1176, which is 21 times Yoy. How many days are the 21 days of Ben HaMetzorim?
22.
How much is 21 times Yoy? Heishim is Chamosi. Says the Reinoyer from the Holy Jacobin, what did Pinchas do? There's a time of Chamosi, of divine wrath, of fury, of anger. And Pinchas is Heishim is Chamosi. What does Pinchas represent? Tefillah, how do you know? Pasuk said, Tilim Guf Vav, Vayami Pinchas, Vayafalim. By the way, Derek Agav, Pinchas David. Where's the Merumas in the parasha of Bilchus Davin? Anybody?
Romach.
No.
Okay, not bad. So the Barnav Aron, the Chamra Tova says, it says, Vayokom Pinchas. Vayokom is Gimatria? My name, Yosef. 156, hello? Which is Gimatria? Vayifal. I could be a genius to look it up. Vayokom is Vayifal, which is also Gimatria Tzion. Atot Sokum Terachim Tzion. How do you bring Rachmanas on Eretz Yisrael in Shulayat Bezamigdosh? Dafka Vayifal through the Koyach of Tfilin. Therefore, the Paul says, Chaneini Hashem Yelecha Ekra Kol Hayoyim, which is Gimatria 648, which is Gimatria Terachim, which Gimatria Eicha Yoshva Bador Ha'ir. In other words, it's Dafka through Tfilin that the Abish will bring back Aram is carrying Yisrael and Aram is carrying Mashiach Ben Dor. Okay, fine. By the way, it's Befrat this year. This week, this year, Pinchas, the Shabbos, Mevorach, and Chodesh. Right? Yes, hello? And everyone knows Rish Chodesh of is Gimatria Eis Rotzen. Again, Eis, hello? And it's called Arachem, which is Gimatria, which is the Trigun. Arachem, Aldef Reish Chesmem, you can guess. Rish Chodesh Menachem Ov. Which is going to get the Yort side of guess who?
Aaron.
Sides of Bobo Rebbe. Those will get an Aaron, I thought of you were saying. And therefore, the pasuk says, Eis Sara Hili Yankiv, Umimena Yivoshea. Eis Sara is Gimachia Chodesh Tammuz. Umimena is Gimachia Menachem Ov. Umnishnardos. Eis Sara plus Umimena, which is Chodesh Tammuz, plus Menachem Ov, is Gimatria 906. What's 906, anybody? I must have said this about 906 times.
No.
Over the years. It's 906. No. What is 906? Anyone remember a prayer by the Chunya ben Akona? Like Ona B'choyach, like, whoa, hello?
Yeah.
What's the last line in Ona B'choyach? Shavaseinu kabel lushma tzakiseinu yedei atalumus. And next to it, in the Jewish Siddurim, it says Shikutzis. Shame. Yeah. What is the gematria of Shikutzis? 906. So Eis Sara plus Umimena. It comes to Shabbos, which is Shabbos Mevorachim Chodesh Menachem Ov Arachem. It's a time when Shavaseinu kabel because bechlal the 3 weeks frat as the Hoyvin of Shabbos. Is a time of Shabbaseinu Kabel Ushma, Tzakseinu Yudeya Talumis, a time of Dav. I'm just telling you, I would never tell this to people generally, but I'm speaking amongst close Kevrim. I hate when the lines of communication get too busy, busy the switchboard upstairs. I'm just telling you guys that, you know, this is a Shabbos, you could good Dav. It's like a starker Shabbos for Dav. And therefore, says the Merv Shomesh in the Rim Tevin Amasorim, that is the reason why in this week's parasha of Pinchas, we also have, amongst other things, the parasha of Korban Tomid. All of Tfilah is Nastak and Keneged Korban Tomid. Because this is the Shabbos of the Shalma forms for Seinu, right? Because the Abish to promise us that even this matcha in Beis HaMikdash Kayim of Seinu Rabin, you could do Uf the Korban of Korbanis, hello, through the Inyan of what? Of Tfilin. By the way, how does Parshas Tomid begin? Isn't that redundant? Tell the Jews twice. Say the Sfarah, the Jews once, and Zadikah forbid it. Even when this man, Sha'ebis, Mish Kayim, you can't bring up Karbonis Bepoil, or where Tzavis, Aaron, is one of Lamer, Zos, Tairus, Oila, Chazal, Zos, refers to Tairus, Zos, Tairus, Samoisha. Even Bisman Azeg, you could do poof the reeds of your carbonis, dafka through the Shalma for Sainu call Isik Materis Ayla, as the Gemara says in Menachos Dafka through the Terror to Rebuy Mekaitis. And therefore the carbon is called carbon Tomid. Why is it called carbon Tomid? Because it's Tomid. Even Bisman Azeg, even in Manchester, in Arakoyan, etc., etc., you could do poof the Indian of the carbon, the ritzu, the carbon, dafka, even dafka. By the way, just lahayir, tamuz is gimatri imakayil tovid. Because in tamuz, shivasa b'tamuz, one of the five reasons we fast is because shivasa tovid. And the, what we're saying is that the pnimi is deep. You could have the whole koyach and toykif of a carbon tamid, even in chodesh tamuz, with oilas tamid. And by the way, it's also connected to Pinchas, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim. One thing you know about Pinchas is that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Yeah. What do you know about Eliyahu? Says in Rambam Yifano, the Ibn Bizman Azeh, look at the stories that ain't coming up from the Arab. Eliyahu HaNovi is makir of a carbon tomid, and is mechaper, if not for the carbon tomid, that Eliyahu is meratzim of Yisrael, we would never have a kiyum and a maimid in Golos. Just take from Rambam Yifano, Abdon, and Brigadamer, the oldest one. So, carbon tomid is dafka in parasha of Pinchas Zuliyah. Okay. He figured it. I'll say a word from Diane Weiss, a murder legal word. So, I understand why carbon tomid fits in generally to the theme of Pinchas. Fine. Eishiv is chamos. But what comes immediately in the parasha before carbon tomid?
Before carbon tomid.
Right,
you could mani.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's a mice that the Abrash says, Moshe, you're going to go and Haravar, you're going to pass away, and therefore you're going to put your hands on your Yeshua, you're going to appoint a success for Yeshua. Yeah? What in the world does finding a successor to Moshe Rabbeinu got to do with carbon tom, as we just discussed? It says in the pasuk that by the raglan come back, and Chazal say on this day there'll be a churban, first place, and victory, second place. Hello. What in the world does the churban beis hamikdash have to do with the chet ha-raglan, which happened to be on the other side? What do the other? The heck. So Dain Weiss brings the Farashas Drochim, brings the famous Medrash. The Medrash says, I said this last week, Bekitzer, why Taka did Moshe Rabbeinu not go into Eretz Yisrael? Because since Asher Nishbati Ba'apim Yevoyin Amruchosi, Ba'chet HaMeraglim, it was decreed that that whole Deir HaMidbar will perish in the wilderness, in the middle, not go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be with them. So when the time of Tiyas HaMeisah happens, Moshe will rise and go with them. The Mela Moshe will go, the whole Dor will go. Let's take Chazal in Dvar Ram. Can I ask you a klotzkasha, a very simple question? If they don't have the schus and they deserve to perish, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rayim Hemel, will rise to Tiyas HaMeisah, how does that help them? What schus do they have? What's the mechanism here? What's the Buddha's apparatus? That because Moshe will... Yeah, Moshe will die in the Midbar. So the Parashas Drachim brings a Ritva. Maybe the Ritva, that is the source of addition. The Ritva says, "Ha'omer koinam leveischa leveisi shavta bichnos." If a person makes an oath, shvut, that you're not to enter into my house, I won't go into your house. Im nafol mutar likonis. But if the house collapses, and you're forced to rebuild the whole house from scratch, you go in. It was only in this house, I meant, but not any other. And therefore, Chazal say in Kelz Rabba, regarding the Dor HaMidbar, Asher Nishbati Be'api Im Yevayun El Menuchasi, the Menucha Zois, this Menucha you're not going to enter, but the next Menucha you can enter. This is Moshal to a father. Right, and he gets angry at his son, the Marshal of Melch. He gets angry at the prince, and he swears that you're not allowed to go into my palace. And he made an oath, and afterwards he has charoto. What does the Melch do? He tears down the palace to rebuild it again, and there Ralpi Alacha, based on this ritva, the Mishnah and Torah, he's the child. The prince is allowed to go back into the house. Now Chazal say, let's go a step further. That if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, there would have never been a Churban HaBayis. Because you may remember the Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The first Beis HaMikdash was the Yom HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Erchon Dachon Bebeis on the Beis. It says, Vayasu b'nei ha'koyi la'boi min ha'shevi sukris v'yishu b'sukris. In the time of Ezra, they made sukkis, right? And they sat in the sukkah. And they went back there to Israel. Ki le'osu mimiz Yishuv b'nu. They had not built sukkis like this since the days of Yishuv b'nu. Says the Gemara Erchon, the obvious glaring $64,000 klutz kashem. That's how Yishuv b'nu. Dovid HaMelech u'di'imei came and they didn't build sukkis. It's just Ezra decided to a new yontif called sukkis. So Chazal say what happened was, time of Ezra, they were mevatel the Yetzirah of Rabbi Yitzchak. And therefore the pasuk says, Yeshua, when he entered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua is usually spelled Yud, followed by a Hey. Here it's written Chaser Hey. The grace of Yeshua, because he had Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be mevatel the Yetzirah of Rabbi Yitzchak. He didn't have Zchus Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua entered into the promised land. He could have, just like Anshin Yitzchak Adela, been a mevatel the Yitzchak of the Zohar, and he didn't. And then we denigrate him uses a hey in this one place. Hello? Kumd Oyus, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, he would have been mevatel the Yitzchak of the Zohar. Again, says the Gemara Yuma, why would the Beis HaMikdash Charuv? Because of Chet Avet Zohar. Kumd Oyus, if Moshe would have gone to Eretz Yisrael and mevatel the Yitzchak of the Zohar, there would have been no Churban Abayis. There would have been no Churban Abayis. Then there's no way that Dor HaMidbar would have ever, even lost Lavi, gained entrance to Eretz Yisrael. So it had to be that Moshe will die and perish in the wilderness. Because he'll perish, which is with us, but right? But he will not be physically seen, right? And therefore, there'll be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Hashem Nishbati, Be'api, and Yevon El Menuchasti, El Menuchazu, you can't go in. But the next minuch, and therefore Dor HaMidbar will have a tkuma la'asid lovik.
You with me?
Yeah? The fees that I know, I said, chatif word, says as many as four. There's five, Chazal say, there are five ma'uris, negative ma'uris that took place at Shavuos HaBetamos. Right? We all know that. The luchas were smashed by Butul HaTomid, some burnt to Sefer Torah, and I could understand four of them, which are seminal, major, negative events in Klal Yisrael. You know, and Shavuos HaBetamos, the Korban Tumid was bottled. There are a billion other mitzvahs that became this bottle. Most of the mitzvahs I say don't apply. Right? What the dafka the Eilat Tumid? Says that in wife, there's a whole hour, I don't have time to elaborate, but like to speak hours of this. The Kli Yakar in this week's parasha, when you brought up the Korban Tomit, which Karen did you bring it up on? The Korban Tomit Shel Shachar, Zigamar in Yuma. The Korban Tomit was born on the Karen. The Karen. Sfeinus Marovis, and the Korban Shel Ben Arbayim was brought on the Keren Mizrochis. Says the Kli Yakar, you're walking here, what's called in English, counterclockwise, from Meiriv to Mizrach. If I'm not mistaken, the last time I looked at the sun, I don't see it much these days, but it's like the sun goes Mizrach to Meiriv. This was counterclockwise. Why? Because the whole idea of a Korban Tomit is to mevatel Avodah Zarah, where they used to worship Hashem for the Areyach, etc. The whole idea, in 100 different ways, the Korban Tomit is that a person, the Korban Bechal, takes your gelt and you burn it to show the Eibishter is Balabas in the world. He's running the show. And so the whole idea of a Korban Tomit, for 101 reasons, is mevatel what? The Yitzra Avodah Zarah, right? Kunt Uyis, when the Eibishter tells Moshe, you're going to go up in Har Nevo'i, and you're not going to enter the Promised Land, you're not going to be mevatel the Yitzra Avodah Zarah. Kunt Uyis, there'll be a different, whatever. So what do we do to counterbalance that? We have the Avodah of a Korban Tomit, right? And since the whole churban comes because of the shviras haluchas, when you don't have the avodah of the luchas, you automatically have the bittul of the korban tov. I wonder if I can explain this even. I've heard from a Ram Shor, a very big word. We say, by the korban tov, oilas tomid, asuya b'har Sinai. Which mitzvah wasn't given Har Sinai? I think they're the old time mitzvah. So what's the oilas tomid specifically connected to Har Sinai? What's that? Suya b'har Sinai. Says this was Hemes a very big word. By Har Sinai, the Eden said, Nasa v'nishma. In other words, on the level we Eden were standing with boundless love, right? At Har Sinai, they said Nasa, right? In other words, even the Ulam Hasiyah, even in this lowly physical world, we're going to attach everything to the Rebbe. Everything belongs to the Abishah, we're giving it to him back, right? This was a Bechina for Ani Amartil, he came out from the Elyakulchem, Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, prior to the sin, Charos El Cherus, Cherus Mitzara, Cherus Malchabavas, Cherus Mishu, Malchit Gevalt. There's no Tarzan. Ochen Ka Odom to Musa, by the Cheto Egel, we forfeited it all. So the idea that man in Ulam Hasir could experience it, that we ain't going to be forfeited. Says the Holy Spirit's Emes, the Eibishter gave us one mitzvah when we could still tap in to the Madrega, the Bechina of Nasa. Right? You forfeit, right? But there's one mitzvah you can still tap into the Maimed Har Sinai, where the tikkun of Asil, and that is the mitzvah of Korban Tomet. Therefore, the Korban Tomet is called Eilas Tomet Hayasuya Asiya Behar Sinai. That's the Madrega of Har Sinai before the Chet. When you forfeit that Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma of total bittul and submission to the Eibishter, so you automatically you forfeit the korban tom. Shoshim vasavatam is a bittul of the korban tom, means the korban of Yiddishkeit. From this way, the Eibishter Berachimov gave us even today, even after the Baravaseinu Rabim, Nechato Ein Golina Miartzeinu, there's one mitzvah which is epis me'ein, the korban tom. And that's the avodah of tefillah. Davening, tefillah is connected to korbanos tikkun. Davening, you could still tap in epes mineu from the avodah of what? And therefore, the avodah of Tammuz, which is the avodah of tefillah, as we said, and through the avodah of tefillah and Tammuz and Av, it says in Tzvarim, you prepare for the eighth rotten of Chodesh El. Tzadikim said they knew how Rosh Hashanah is going to go the way Chodesh Tammuz and Av go. Right? So look, that, if a person would say, you know, I want the Beis Hamikdash, I say Tikkun Chatzos, I want, I can't wait for the Eibushim Machzor Shkinoz and Letzien, V'shav Navot Chubir, right? Yeah? But it's Mezalzel in Tfilah. Isn't that an Azos Ponim to ask the Eibushim for that to be Machzor, the Karbonos, the Tomin? If that which he has now may aim the Karbon Tomin, he's Mezalzel. Right? Tifrigaret, what is the avoida of the korban tomid? It's the idea of there's a famous medrash, you all know the medrash, Sportan Dakdomet and Yankee with Sforum Kochen. What's the Iker seminal, most central pasuk in Yiddishkeit wants to Shema Yisrael, right? Ben Pazi says, I have a pasuk even more cool than Shema Yisrael, as a canvas of Echot Tasav, Aboykev, as a canvas of Shei Tasav. All the first go, why? What does this medrash mean? Says the Marsham in Tchelos Morcha, I'm reading the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the end of Masech the Krisus. Yanei HaMelech, by Rosh Hashanah, and his Malkus, his queen, were sitting together, right? Malka Omer Gidiya Yoha, and Malkus Omer Imra Yoha. Which is better? Which is more?
Taste,
yeah. Choice. I know, yeah, but I mean, restaurant for supper, amazing. One says, Gidiya, goats, kids. Right? And the other says Shepzlach, sheep.
Who?
Lamb chops you want, whatever. What do you like in your chocolate? Right? So they said, hey, there's a fellow called Yisachar Ishkvar Barko. He's the Koyim God. He must know a thing or two about which is better. So he showed with his hands, he was like in pantomime, he showed them in the hand of pantomime, if Gedir would be if Gedir would be goats would be more choice. So why the Karmatomen is a kedus or echad kvosim sheep? In the raya that kvosim are other from
she is right.
Says the Marsham, the Gemara Bechoyrus of Lamed Hey. Marsham was a ganagoy in the culture. Color the room. Omar Rav Gedir beudne and Imra besifz vazayim. Gedir are ever see a goat? If I'm not mistaken. Long ears. Goats are into ears, and kvasim are into their mouths, which represents, Marsham explained, based on various gemaras, the keves versus the gedi is the idea of nase or nishma. Mm-hmm. Keves, in colloquial child speak, you go like a sheep. You just go.
Follow the leader.
You don't follow the leader. You don't do what you're told. Friends are child, you're going to raise a rabbi doctor type. Gideon is already the ears, you got to understand. Which is more important, Shema Yisrael or Ezekiel Vesoech? Shema Yisrael, you can also teach into it. Shema means you understand. And Shema means I will follow. Therefore, saying this form is put the Akdoma to the Shetruvah called Nikol Aryan. What does a Jew do when you say the Shema? You place your hands, Asiya, over your eyes. That's the idea of Nasa Vinishma. That's why Kvosim are Odiv over Gideon. Yes? That's as Ayla's not Asuya. Bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai even said what?
Nasa
Vinishma. Right? Yeah, that's the idea of whatever. And that, what was the chet of the eagle? The Beis Halevi, everybody says, ich darf verstehen, Rabbi Doctor type. You know, I got to understand, if I have to, you know. I mean, the Uyuz Kumen with him. That was the Churban of Adam Arishin, that was the Churban of the Chet, the Chet, the Zadas, etc. The Hepech of Nasav, and the Hepech of Bittul to the Eish. Right? And that's why, that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah says actually, in Erkin, there always had to be a minimum of six sheep in the Lishka Red. Why six? That's connected to the Shisha Zechirus, that a person has to have in mind, because that's what the Tle, that's what the sheep symbolizes, the Amuna that he has. And therefore, by the way, it's important for him, how many sheep you bring up a day?
Two
sheep. What's the Gematria of Keves?
322.
Kevis is 322, right?
Yeah.
How much is 322 times 2?
44.
644, right. Which is Gematria?
No.
Of Rabbi Yitzchak Yankov. And how many sheep? There are 365 days in a year, right? And how many sheep are brought up?
2 times 350.
Huh? No. How many tamid did he bring up in a year? 730. 730 carbon tamids a year. Hello? 730 tough shin lamin is Rosh Tevis, Sarah Rivka Rochelet. That means that the keves represents Amunna Tmima, Amunna Pshuta, that he has with Kabbalah from the Ovis and Emoyus Akdushim. Right? I don't have to elaborate. That is the avoid of Tfilah, the Siddur HaRikeah. This I wanted to speak about today, but I'm not going to have a chance. Read the Shem next year, because I'm Shalayim. It says in Siddur HaRikeah, whenever you daven, that's Bechaper on the Chetoy. When you daven properly, the Ebrishtam master Chetoy. Because all that the carbon tomid and Tfilah represent, that's the Kapara for Chetoy. Asher Alker, I understand that this manazel, when we have no carbonus but boiled, what is our korban? Dafka tefillah. Now I understand what the Marvish Shomer said. The whole avoid of Bein HaMetzorim is the idea of tefillah. The idea of what we bring Torah is the idea of before you daven, you have to learn. Because only through learning before davening, you clear the air. By the way, everyone knows Gemara stands for Gimel Mem Reish Aleph. Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel. Hello? Yes? Which is 906, which is again our Shikutsis, which is, they call Malochai Ha Shoris, which has Shoris is also Gimatria in Makoil, Yichon Gavril, and if we mean Gavril, we mean Yichon Gavril, right? Val Rosh Hashkin is how do you get a pure Rishus? Tell me if I'm sure. How do you get a pure Rishus, right, of Kedusha, where the Abish Hashkin is Shayla, Dafka, when you learn before Davni, therefore it's brought in Svar Makdashim. From the Mendel of Shklov, it would be the Agro. Hevel, Yichol, Gavril, Rufal, Uriel, is Gimachi Rishus Hayor. Happens it of Rishus HaRab. Rishus HaRab is a place of Tumah. Rishus HaYochid is Rishus with an Ebrish to Shem. When a person learns before davening, and that, by the way, is why the four Malachim are made of Eish. Eish is Gimachi 301. How much is four times Eish?
1204.
Which is Gimachi a carbon, Kuf, Reish, Beis, Nun, Bemilui. Whenever a person learns before davening, that's a carbon to the Abrister, that's a preparation for davening. And the Abrister will help him taka that are davening, especially in these weeks till Tisha B'Av, which generally one suffers from Sosom Tfilosi, Sakusi, Banamlach, Mevur Tfila. The Abrister will help him taka, the Abrister Makabal plays in Ruzim Ben Yisrael, and we should go to the Bay Bayez Godel, the Bayez Makabal, Tfila, and Shalayim Rakhut.
Oh, man! Oh, yeah.